Welcome to the Certainty Roundtable podcast, designed for those advisory teams preparing for the fast emerging new era of financial advice in Australia. Hosted by Jim Stackpool, founder of Certainty Advice Group, with over 30 years experience advising advisory firms, the Certainty Roundtable podcast brings together the growing group of Certainty Advice firms as they share their insights, experiences, as they attract, attain, price and manage their valuable advice clients and advisory teams. Now, here is your host, Jim Stackpool.
G'day, Jim Stackpool here, Certainty Advice Group, to talk about career planning, career mapping. So this is the first in our last four roundtables for 2021, helping all our members prepare for 2022. And how we do that is firstly focusing on the most important asset we've all got, which is our team. Quite often we take them for granted, we take ourselves for granted in terms of the careers, because we're so, in some ways, focused on helping our clients and all the other things that come with that. But if we don't make it a priority, we can find ourselves in a whole host of issues, which really are issues of success, because we're growing so quickly. If we're not catering that growth around the careers of our team and also our own, we can all find ourselves working extremely hard without getting the returns we deserve. Anyway, check it out.
But today we're talking about this career planning, how we go forward from here, from one step to the next. Most important element, if we're not building careers, it's more than just a job. Some of us might still be one solo operators, I get that. But over time, it's this ability to not just give people jobs, but give people careers where they're also being stretched and pushed, but also satisfied with what they can see as growth for them. And I think as more and more we come out of the back office into the front office and serve our clients with the value that they seek, all those intangible things, getting our team's career plans aligned with the business plan is absolutely crucial. You know, I think in some ways the whole career planning starts with, like Simon Sinek taught us quite some time ago, with start with why. It's the same sort of approach we want to take today with how do we start with why and restart with why. Every year with our team members to understand why they're working so hard, why they're working with us, what's in it for them, as much as in what it's in it for us too, as principals of the firm. It is this important element, you know, are we in the business of delivering advice, or are we in the business of building a business that delivers advice? You know, they're two different things, you know, in the business of delivering advice, no question, but are we in the business of building a business that delivers advice? And I heard that quote back in 1999, and it still resonates true, you know, as particularly as the large giants of financial planning leave the industry, or leave the advice space in the industry at least. And they used to provide a lot of bit of that HR, that development, that sort of thinking about it. And now we, as business owners running an advisory practice, need to, I think two key words for me out of that exercise is formalize and pathways. And it is something we can always be working upon. One of the key things we talk about, and those that have known me well, and how much I love my wobble theory thinking, is that there comes inevitability in a business when we're going through all these different phases of growth, and we sort of, through our own success, we then hit all these hurdles, which only come primarily due to success. And those hurdles, basically, in terms of we're trying to maximize returns over time, if anyone hasn't seen this before. And there's a key point as we're doing this, and we go through the initial activity phase of growth, and we just, all business is good business, we get out and do what we need to do, and then we go through an inevitable admin phase of growth before we hit this management phase of growth. And up until this point in time, we find this particular phase of growth, whether it happens at 500,000, 200,000, 2 million for some firms, when basically the roles that are required to be done adapt to the people we can get. So it's a key, it's just how businesses grow. And you know yourself, your first day on the job, you did everything you had to do whatever the job was at the time. Not that you knew what the job was at the time, but you didn't let your incompetency stop you. You know, you just did whatever needed to be done, in all range of things, from seeing clients to do your compliance to manage the computers, etc. But there comes a point, and it's not clearly defined, when fundamentally people need to adapt to roles that are required rather than roles. So in this first days, we do whatever we need to do. But as we start developing, people have to adapt to the role. If your key skill is this is the role, and these are some formalized hurdles for us to go through that role. This is particularly tough for people around at this stage, because the habits, the paradigms, the thinking, and as some of us said, we haven't formalized the pathways. We've just done whatever's needed to be done to get the job done. And so one of the things that we sort of hold up our growth, and again, we've continually, wobble theory says it's not the market, it's not the clients, it's not the competition, it's us that holds up our growth, is this subtle but important change to ensure people adapt to the role that's required rather than continually mold the role around people, which is particularly hard, as I say, for those that have been there for some time.
That's key conversations we're having with staff at the moment around, we've had really good growth, and how do we then reset the wobble and then make sure that we continue to grow, even though we may go backwards for a little while before we start going forward.
And look, you make a really neat point there, Todd. We may have to go backwards before we go forward. And this sometimes might be a comfort zone thing. We mightn't go backwards in revenue. It might be a comfort zone thing. Might feel a bit out of, well, I don't like it. It's not how we did it here. And so just have to go backwards to go forwards for the betterment of the career and also for the business. That's a key point. Okay, so let's get into some of the guts of the conversation, which I want to continue on today. So one of the key tools we want to share is our career map. So I want to show everybody how we use this career map. So you, being part of the Certainty Advice Group, you're comfortable, hopefully, with the whole idea of the Certainty Map. But this is a career map. So it's exactly the same frameworks that I'm thinking, but we actually use it to discover, as we said before, the why. And the why here is for the team member and what their careers are. You look over here at the sample career conversations we're having. Anything around travel, holidays, role, progression in skills, lifestyle, hours worked, workplace, remuneration, any health issues, further educational issues, career legacies, family issues, career progression. These are all the classic certainty topics when we're doing this. Craig's hit me straight off the bat with a wage rise, so I'm going to go straight to wage rise. And as we do in our normal, when we're doing normal through certainty maps, I want to get a signature.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, $5,000.
So I've got now what I call a signature. And then I'll go up to the top bit of the map and say, just park the $5,000, but point, is there anything stopping you? You think, what do you perceive may be stopping you getting that $5,000 from where you are today?
I'm probably a bit worried to step out of my comfort zone, maybe.
Let's go through the plan then. So if we do, if we get that $5,000, what's the significance of that to you?
I think it replicates, you know, that I'm my value.
So look, there you have it. That's a description of running through with Craig using this sort of tool. And so you can see it is like a normal certainty map. It's conducted as I did with Craig, probably a bit more preparation, etc., obviously. And you have the fundamentals over the left-hand side. And each one of those columns is a different area of advancement in career that the team member is looking for. But we think this sort of thing done regularly, which I'll talk about in a second, is really important for us to determine how we align our career plan and our business plan with our clients. There's another document too, which I want to share with you. So we've also built what we call the Why I Work questionnaire. And we use this, particularly this questionnaire, when we are doing in-house consulting. The Why I Work questionnaire is a business career planning questionnaire. And this is where we talk about original career objectives, what skills people like using more often, is the current role meaning your lifestyle, go ahead 3 years and tell me some things about regarding your health, your family, professional development, role within the firm. How are we going to address those issues? What would you like to earn? The three key areas. But also tell me a bit about the business and how you think it's performing, its internal weaknesses, greatest opportunities. And sometimes this document. So sometimes this document might be a good precursor for doing the other exercise. So there you've got, for us, two really core tools to help build some pathways and put some formalization around the management of our team members.
Would you record that session that you're doing? So you go back and review that?
Yep. Yeah, I think having a record of some of this stuff is a really good point, just like record key points with conversations with clients, particularly for firms going quickly up their wobble cycle. I think we've got to do it half yearly. For fast growing firms, I think we've got to do it half yearly. For a whole host of reasons, it's people to roles to people. It's something we can and sometimes do take for granted. And I think it is really crucially important that we do formalize it by something as we are talking about today. It's less about the forms, and yes, they're helpful, but it's more about that consistent formalization of let's actually sit back and talk about you, the career, and as founders, it gives us a chance to line it with what our business plans are doing. Key thing is we do suggest the separation of that conversation from the remuneration. We think the remuneration conversation and the career planning is two different conversations. I can hear during a career planning what people hope to take, but I'm not going to go into negotiation at that phase. And so I have a separate conversation about remuneration to a separate conversation about career. I don't link them in terms at the same time. Obviously, they're linked from a performance perspective. And so I have another communication about remuneration probably at 3 months after the communication about careers. Don't bring them in to the same conversation. Generally, get as open conversation as saying, this isn't a career review. I hear what you want to earn from a career perspective, but I really want to understand what you want to achieve from a career perspective. And the last point is that we also would suggest, topped off on this, is an annual team meeting offsite at least once a year, and in times of rapid change, maybe even 6 monthly. And I think going back to Gordon's first point, we all try to do this sort of stuff, but it's so easy for us to put it on the side and not put it in some sort of formalization. So I'd say now, 2022 looming, put your dates in for next year about when you're going to be doing this sort of stuff using tools like this.
There you go. What do you think? Career planning. It's really, I think the key things we took away from there, as you heard from everyone on the session, was this formalization of pathways and bringing this formality. We've also got formality around how we look after our clients, but quite often we don't do the same for the most important asset we have, which is ourselves and our team. So formalizing pathways is really core. The key thing about the wobble theory is that if we get to a certain size of organization and we don't bring some formality around ensuring that the careers and the business plans are aligned, we can find ourselves continually wobbling no matter how much we grow and how many more clients we take on, how many more team members we get. We aren't progressing, primarily, we believe, because fundamentally the careers are not aligned with the business planning. And bringing that formality is absolutely crucial if you're in the business of building a business that delivers great advice. As we said there, I think bringing a half-yearly conversation with some formality, whether you use the tools we discussed here every time or at least once a year, it's not important. The tool is not as important as bringing some formality to the conversation about career and business plan development. Obviously, too, don't forget your own career. Who's managing your career? Who's holding you accountable to the potential that you want, whether it's a board, whether it's a mentor, whether it's somebody you trust from a business perspective that holds your own accountability to your own plan as a founder. If any help with this implementation, please reach out. We do this all the time. And bringing that objectivity to often a subjective conversation is quite important to ensure you're progressing. And next week, we'll be talking about some benchmarks. Anyway, if any questions come out of this, please don't hesitate to reach out. Jim Stackpole signing out. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Roundtable podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the material from today's show or to join in the conversation, head to www.certaintyadvicegroup.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions and opinions. Working together, we hope to achieve a lot more for more Australians. CertaintyAdviceGroup.com